The British Parliament is about to vote on whether it wants Britain to leave the European Union this month with no deal. The deadline for Brexit is March 29th. That is just 16 days from now. Yesterday, lawmakers rejected Prime Minister Theresa May's latest plan for a cleaner Brexit. She says today she'll vote against a no deal Brexit.
I want to leave the European Union with a good deal. I believe we have a good deal. Yes, no deal is better than a bad deal, but I want have been working for us to leave on the 29th of March and leave with a good deal.
You can hear she's been doing a lot of negotiating, losing her voice there. Joining us now is BBC political correspondent Nemi Grimley in London. Nemi, what are the expectations for this vote today on leaving without a deal?
Well, this vote today is slightly more straightforward than the vote on Tuesday night, in that it's widely expected that MPs will join ranks across the party divide to say that they don't want Britain to crash out of the EU without any arrangements put in place to cushion the economic blow. Now, there will be a rump of MPs, mainly in the governing Conservative Party, but also some in the main opposition Labour Party, who say that they don't mind if Britain crashes out. But on the whole, it's recognised that in Parliament, nobody wants to see this happen because they're worried about an economic shock to Britain. They're worried about what it might do to consumers, to jobs, and they'd rather not go there, to be frank.
Well, so they know they don't want that. They know that they don't want the deal that Theresa May put forth to exit with a deal. And then the next step would be what? To just vote on whether to delay that March 29th deadline.
Yeah, well, you kind of put your finger on the nub of the problem, because it's not really clear what Parliament does want to see happen.
Right.
So far, we know what they don't want to see happening, but there's no real sense of direction about what kind of Brexit they want. And that is really, it has been the problem for the last 2 years. You're right in that the next logical step, if they say they don't want to abruptly crash out of the EU, the next step is, well, do we want to go back to the EU and ask for more time to try and get our ducks in the row? And that is becoming much more likely. Again, widely expected that Parliament will suggest to Theresa May that she does just that. Then she'll have to have a discussion with the EU and say, well, how long an extension should we have? Would it just be a couple of months, or is something longer needed? And of course, that's a difficult conversation for her to have, partly because in the past she said we don't need any more time. And secondly, because all 27 EU member states have to agree that an extension is necessary.
But if that extension were to come, is the fear on the part of the hardcore Brexiteers that would open up the possibility of another referendum for Britain, and that the people would have another vote on whether they really want a Brexit?
Well, again, it would depend how long the extension was. If the extension was just until May, in other words, another couple of months, well, frankly, there isn't time to organise a second referendum in that time frame. On the other hand, if it's a year we're talking, well, then obviously that would be the kind of timescale where potentially a second referendum could happen. A second referendum is now the official policy, in theory, of the Labour Party, although they have their own internal disagreements about whether that's a sensible thing to hold or not. And it is now becoming more likely, in that even Theresa May has countenanced that if the deadlock continues, it's one of the possible options to trying to solve this sort of gridlock.
And I was talking to a British friend the other day, who said that he believes if there is a second referendum, that Brexit would win in an even bigger margin than it did before.
Well, one of the uncertainties is that, the vote was unpredictable last time. It could be unpredictable again. Mm-hmm. Also, many commentators and politicians are slightly worried that Britain has become this kind of nation infected by a culture war. People actually use the same phrase that you use in the US, a culture war between left and right. And there are several people who worry that this might have, real serious effects on community cohesion, on the ability of politicians to just govern the country normally. So a lot of people, even though they might in theory like the idea of a second referendum, they're worried about the consequences. They're worried about putting the British people through through this sort of turmoil again. There are also some people who argue that it would be undemocratic to ask the British people what they want back in June of 2016, and then to sort of ask the question again, just 3 years later. On the other hand, some people say, well, the facts have clearly changed mm-hmm. in the intervening 2 to 3 years. So asking the people whether they want to rubber stamp the exit properly is a good idea.
That is the BBC's political correspondent, Nemi Grimley, joining us from London on a very big week when it comes to Brexit. Nemi, thank you.
Thank you.